And you're with RN and listening to Weekend Arts with me, Sarah Knoski, and it's time now on the program for our segment Where I'm Calling From, and that's where we speak to artists, curators, dancers, writers, all sorts, all around the world, explaining what it's like to live in their home city and to practice there. Today in the spotlight, it's Zoe Butt, who is Executive Director and Curator of San Art in Ho Chi Minh City. Welcome to Weekend Art, Zoe.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And tell me, Zoe, about the organisation that you work with in Ho Chi Minh City, San Art.
San Art was started in 2007 by four established Vietnamese contemporary artists. So it's an independent organisation. It's one of the only in Vietnam supporting experimental contemporary practice, offering a platform of engagement between local artists and international practitioners.
And I think one of the founders is Tiffany Chung, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got work showing at APT7. We actually had her on Weekend Arts last year.
Wonderful. She's also a really important female artist here in Vietnam. She's one of the few with a really strong international platform, and it's great to see her finally showcased in the Asia Pacific Triennial.
And so, Zoe, give me more of a sense about what the contemporary art scene is like in Vietnam. I mean, when you say that there aren't many spaces, are there many artists working? Is it an issue of a display space, or is it actually an issue of creation?
One of the reasons I was interested in moving to Asia, particularly Vietnam, was realizing the lack of infrastructure. There's a wonderful community of artists and writers and performers, but there's very few opportunities to show, share, and talk. So the opportunity to work also with a group of artists who acknowledge this lack and their desire to work with someone with considerable experience in the field, it's been a real experience to really work with artists who are wanting to have local and international presence. There's sadly not enough circulation of talent within the country for a number of reasons. There's very little support for practitioners here, and sadly the museums here also do not support contemporary practice yet.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a starting point for someone who's running a contemporary art space, because I was reading the things that we in Australia or say in the States or the UK think of as the bedrock of a contemporary art practice. So something like an arts council that helps provide funding, something like a university system that values and provides a sort of narrative or theoretical context for contemporary art. Neither of those things exist in Vietnam, as I understand it.
No, they don't. But it is really a challenge and an eye-opener for me, coming from the Queensland Art Gallery and having worked for 8 years on the Asia Pacific Triennial, in knowing how much those programs do support local communities in Asia. So in understanding that a museum from abroad can help a local community, I started to realize that by being based in the region and continuing to advocate for that offshore long-term support, you can really motivate change. And San Art has been one of those case studies for me that really has it's shown success. I mean, right now, the wonderful support of the Australian private collectors, Nicholas and Angela Curtis from Sydney, were it not for them, San Art right now would be struggling considerably. And I have a whole number of other international foundations and private collectors from Europe, America, Hong Kong, Macau, Geneva. All of them are wonderful in showing how much cultural exchange and dialogue can really stimulate local change. And that's slowly happening. And it's really, I feel very proud and privileged to be a part of it here.
Mm. It's nice. I can hear some of the sounds of Ho Chi Minh City outside your room there, Zoe. From my memories of Vietnam, crossing the street alive is a thing that I'm still thank my lucky stars for. it's an exciting place, I bet, to be in all sorts of ways, not just artistically.
Yeah, it's the pace of the life here I love very, very much. Motorbikes are considered a kind of fifth limb to the body. You can't walk one block without taking your motorbike. The people are absolutely coffee addicts, which is similar to Australia, actually.
And a lot of caffeine and motorbikes are sometimes a dangerous combination, I suppose. And the complete aversion to helmets and to traffic lights add to that mix of making Vietnam streets an exciting and performance art spectacle in their own right, I think. Tell me a little bit about the artist that you've got on show at the moment at San Art. Is there, what kind of characteristics are there in the artists you've got there at the moment?
Actually, we are opening an exhibition this coming Thursday evening of, his name is Phan Quang. He's a photographer who used to be a journalist, and he's realised that photography was a medium that can show a lot more than what press will allow. So his practice has taken a much more experimental edge in talking about the social contexts of rural and urban life. We're quite excited because it's going to also include the largest physical installation. We'll be building a huge bamboo structure over the front of the gallery. In addition to that, we also run San Art Laboratory, which is the country's first artist-in-residence program. So we also have three artists from Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City currently in our studios. And looking forward next week after Lunar New Year to see how they've progressed over the last month. We've all been away on holiday for the last little while, so it'll be nice the next week to have everybody together again.
You mentioned Zoe, and I'm speaking with Zoe Butt, who's the executive director and curator of San Art in Ho Chi Minh City, for our Where I'm Calling From segment on Weekend Arts. You mentioned politics, Zoe, or the social context. How much is censorship or government restriction an issue for artists working in Vietnam?
It's a considerable influence. It's a presence that they sadly feel from the beginning of their education. The system here lacks any comparative contemporary cultural material. So from day one entering education, they don't get much information about what is going on outside of Vietnam. That coupled with the fact that everything that they want to say must be given license in order to do in public. However, despite those platforms that exist, I like to say that rules and regulations exist everywhere. And while we have a certain kind that is linked somewhat to a political mandate from government, there are ways and means to think critically without being without showing shock value. And it's about being sensitive to how you want to say them. And at San Art, one of our mandates is that we assist artists in trying to say what they want to say and be mindful of the ways there's many ways you can say things of criticality, and it doesn't have to be always so provocative in ways that are alarming. And so we work a lot with the local government to show them that contemporary art is actually not dangerous.
How important was your experience working in China, Zoe, in kind of formulating that way of relating to authorities when it comes to contemporary art?
I'm actually working with the Queensland Art Gallery and the government situation there, and then moving to China and then to Vietnam has all been incredibly helpful for thinking about the conceptual pressures that one might face in being creative and open. I think being in China at the bubble moment, which was around 2000, 2001, from Australia, seeing all of this support start to really gain money, so the millions of dollars being made, and then moving to China in 2007 and seeing how the Chinese authorities were starting to consider culture an asset, not a threat. And I think that I can feel that momentum starting also in Vietnam, and I feel very lucky to have had that experience in China beforehand, to be able to speak with experience and say, this has happened in one way, in one context before, and there's no reason why it cannot happen here also.
It sounds like such an exciting time to be involved in this, really, on the ground, Zoe. What kind of response have you had from audiences to San Art?
Wonderful responses, actually. Celebrating 5 years last year, San Art has now managed to cement itself into the national agenda for contemporary art and culture. And increasingly, we have universities and private business wanting to collaborate and do work with us. I'm most hopeful about being able to do more with local teachers and local writers in trying to be more of a bridge between the history of the country and the young minds here that are really thirsty for knowing in more depth of where they come from and how they can build upon that.
Well, Zoe Butt, thank you so much for joining us from Ho Chi Minh City, the San Art Centre. I'm sure anyone visiting will go and have a look. Stay with Weekend Arts after the news for Into the Music.